Alright guys, hello and welcome back to another episode of Crew Crew, your daily process podcast. I'm just questing that back in the episode. Let's get right into it. And yeah, I've been grinding out speedruns, so yeah, unfortunately not a lot of progress on my main account. So yeah, it's Forsaken Falls weekend in case you didn't know. So yeah, I've probably done 6 or 7. I've got a PB, but for a cult percent, but nothing worth submitting until I'm finished, until I, like, play out the whole weekend, because I feel like I could easily top it. Yeah, and 25,393 trophies, I believe that's the same as yesterday. I've only really played competition entry. I don't play as much on the weekend. I'm like the opposite of a normal person in that sense. In this shop, we have a pen pack for 49 gems. We have an epic pen for 39 gems. You can get the highest trophy road brawler. You don't know what the pens for. You can get the 2 epic pens for 69 gems. So yeah, that's cool. And I believe there's some PowerPoint and some offer. I don't know. Let's take a look. Oh no, it's 340 gems, 11,500 coins, and 13 megaboxes for $30. Crazy offer, but that'll net you brawl passes, assuming you don't spend them for, like, the next nearly 5 seasons. That's cool. Yeah, you can also get 1,100 coins and 9 megaboxes for $10. 4 megaboxes for 139 gems, and Spike for 349. And then, of course, we have all the various skins. Oh, yeah, you can also get...
Skins,
Shibanita for 79 gems, Tanuki Jesse for 79, Sakura Spike for 39, Neko B for 79, Gold Neko B for 149, and of course Quick Draw Edgar coming in 5 days and 4 hours. So yeah, I'm not exactly sure what I should talk about today, which is why I'm going to do... Oh wait, we also have a free Mega Box in the shop. I nearly forgot about that. So yeah, this free Mega Boxes was really exciting for me because, as a speedrunner, this means this weekend, and this weekend only, because by the time next Forsaken Falls comes around, I will, the Mega Box will surely be gone from the shop by then, but it's still exciting, because typically you can only get a Shelly to power 2, power 3 if you're lucky. Lucky enough to, lucky enough to get the right amount of power points from a big box. Otherwise, it's raining. I keep getting distracted by thunder. Or lightning, I guess, would be a better word for it. So, yeah. It's really exciting because this... I've gotten the power 6 Shelly. Because typically you play Shelly. Even though Nita's great in Forsaken Falls in the sense that... I'm going to have to go take a look at the world record. Because the world record might use Nita to... I don't know. I'll have to take a look at the world record. But, yeah. Maybe Nita would be a better bet just because her bear seeks. Although she's really slow at killing enemies, so who really knows. So I grinded out those. I got a PB, as I said, and like... And it was sub 10, which isn't the best pace. I was going for sub 930. So yeah, this is in the cult percent category. We try to unlock cult as fast as possible. 952, so yeah. Not what I was going for. I'm going for, like, low 9s, maybe possibly even high 8s, but I'm not shooting for that. That is, like, not a realistic expectation, but I would love to get it. I was on I'm not sure how to explain it. I was on probably 840-ish pace, but then I died to a Rosa because of, reasons. I whiffed a super auto-aim just by not auto-aiming and actually swiping instead of just tapping directly. See, that was kind of a shame. Bad way to go out. And it could have been low, as I said, could have been low, you know, it could have been in the low nines. It could have been in the mid eights. All right, sorry. I'm going to stop boring you with topics you don't want to know anything about, because I'm sure I'm like no one who listens to the Speedruns Brawl Stars. So yeah, free Mega Box is exciting. And I'm going to go back to speedruns for half a second. I did see someone in my speedruns earlier today. Their name was Free Mega Box Uwu. So yeah, I guess if you want to, you know, start a new account, now is the perfect time. If you want to, you know, start a mini even. I mean, yeah, I've been talking about all the speedrun stuff. I'm probably going to be naming this Free Mega Box because I believe an episode I called Free Mega Box is like my second most listened episode of all time. So, you know, maybe I can write off of that. I don't know. Who knows, really? But yeah, I mean, podcast has been on a general trend going up lately, so I'm not going to complain or anything. Like, it's not like I need these listens desperately. See, I'm not sure if I mentioned I'm like tier 40. But yeah. It's going to be annoying. I don't want to knock out my quest tomorrow. I want to grind speedruns. Although I suppose after 2 or 3 or whenever Forsaken Falls resets, I will want to have something to do. So yeah, I'll probably be doing Robo Rumble tomorrow just so I can get an extra tier, you know. Because I want my stuff as soon as possible, so, you know. Because the quicker you get through the main Brawl Pass, the more big boxes you tend to get. And, you know, everyone loves more boxes. So, I mean, getting more big boxes is probably a smart idea. Just because I will be able to, you know, oh yeah, especially with Squeak coming out. When will Squeak come out? I mean, I get today is just the 1st of May, and Squeak was supposed to come out, or is supposed to come out in May, but it kind of gets me curious. When will the Squeakster be coming out? It's an interesting way to put it. So yeah, I'm real excited to wait for that. Hopefully, I'm going to try to, oh yeah, here's this. I'm going to try to do a speedrun stream tomorrow. Just, I don't know, so I can have some of the stream, because I haven't streamed in a while, and, you know, maybe get a couple people in the speedrunning, maybe get a person or two from the Brawl Stars speedrunning Discord to watch or something. It'd be nice. It would be cool to get a world record on stream, although I guess I could, yeah, I mean, I'd probably be freaking out, but it would be cool. I freak out enough on world record pace as it is. And I also don't have a timer, really. I don't have anything. My quote-unquote overlay is just a gameplay. Because I don't even have an overlay. So yeah, I'm excited for that. So yeah, I want to start up streams again. I haven't done a stream in a while. So yeah, I believe my Twitch is in the description. I may not be, but I'm like about 80% confident. I don't Twitch stream much. But yeah, maybe I'll do some Power League next weekend. I'm going to aim for at least like one. I want to aim for at least like one stream a week. Maybe two if I get the time. Like, I don't want to do too much streaming, because then it's like, oh, he's not a podcaster, he's a streamer. And streaming is a lot more work than podcasting. So, although it is less preparing, I guess. I don't know. Although, I can't say I prepare much. Yeah, I mean, something I like. Okay, so yeah. And then, one other thing. I have a 500th episode coming out. So if you have any ideas on, or coming out soon, in like, maybe 2 weeks. I had an idea for it. I mean, like, it's not like anything crazy special. I mean, it's something I think is pretty cool. But, it's not like anything really related to my 500th episode. This is something I enjoy. I'm not going to spoil it yet. Yeah, if you have any other ideas on what I should do for my 500th episode, either if you send me a voice message, I'll be sure to include it. I'll be like, and I got this idea from so-and-so, and they suggested to do this, and yeah. I might not contact you back until the actual episode, just because you'll hear on the episode, right? But yeah. Yeah, I mean, sending a voice message and saying, hey, question, I'm so-and-so, if you know me from the clubber, if you, or the Discord, like, say your name there, like, oh, I'm, first person in the club that comes to mind is Taco Man, I'm Taco Man from the Discord, or from the club, I mean, or some so-and-so from the Discord, so, yeah, if you guys, like, get on the, voice message, let me know who you are, and talk about that. I will be sure to include it if I use your idea. As I said, I've got an idea, but it is a lot of work, and I'm not entirely sure I am prepared for that. Of course, I could do, like, a few things a day, but then, I'll give you this. It's a tier list idea, and it's a really big tier list idea from the looks of things, so maybe I'll grind some stuff out, but who really knows, because it would be a lot of work. And that's one of the reasons why I kind of stopped doing tier list episodes, because there are a lot of work. Like, you have no clue how much work goes into a single tier list episode. Like, because not only do you have to place stuff into tiers and, you know, all that stuff, you have to place stuff and you have to then, especially if it's brawlers or gadgets or something, you have to make sure you have everyone, or else it's not an accurate tier list. So yeah, and especially if you know you're short. Like, if you have like 46 brawlers, and I think there's like 47 in the game right now, or something like that. I'm sure you know what I mean. You have to go through and you have to check every single one of your brawlers, and you have to see which one you're missing, and it's just a pain. So yeah, that's why I don't do tier lists. And after that, you have to go because typically after you place all them, they're not, sorry, I got congested all of a sudden, they're not in the best order, so you're gonna have to go through again, and do it again, and shuffle some around, and change some things around, add some extra spots to the bottom, add a few things to the top, change around, make tough decisions, and yeah, it's just a lot of work, surprisingly, to do a tier list episode. You would have no clue. So, yeah, I'm probably going to wrap this up here. Discord's in the description, clubs in the description, quest now. See ya.
Don't mess with my crew!